to my door an announcement that I did not really give it to my wife. He says, so you see a star, a matono timirto, even though it's not called a good present, but it's called on my door for the second one. So here it's a good proof. But the Gemara says, v'loi, no, it's not true. I'll tell you a star timirto maybe is not on my door for the second one. But I'll tell you over here it's different. Hoso mucho milso, the mach mas unsu the cost of law. Here, like we see clearly, when the man wrote to this wife all his property, he did not really mean it. What did he do it for? Because that's what she asked for. She wouldn't get married to him otherwise. But we see clearly the man really did not mean it. Since the man did not mean it, that's why over here maybe the shtar he wrote his son remains a shtar maidor. But it could be in other cases where it's not mucho milso. We do not see clearly the yonis. Maybe there a shtar temirto. The fact you write up a shtar probably to one person will not be a good proof to the second one. So the cost of law. Avul Hocha, but over here, when he writes the shtar to one, and then he writes the shtar to another one, maybe Mar Nichle Delikni, or Mar Lo Nichle Delikni. Here's not a shtar my door. He wrote it to one privately, because he didn't want to give it to him at all. Then when he wrote his second shtar openly to a second one, we'll say that's the one he wanted to give it to. Senech Nami, the second one there would have a right to keep the matono, and not the first one. And not like we said before, the fact the first shtar was done privately, it's like on my door showing he doesn't want the second one, though. It could be the second one he doesn't want to give a present, just the first one he doesn't want to. Then was the boy who have a question like this. Stomo mai, what's going to be the loch of my stam? So Rashi learned, Rashbam says, stomo means, if his stam told the Edim, write me up a shtar, he didn't say do it privately or not. So Rashi says, Rashbam, Mishum the Tred Lishni Amar Rabbi Yosef before, there was two Lishonis. Vika Benayil Stomo, Chad Pozo Chad Masher, Kukaboy, what's the locha? Before we ask, what's called a shtar Timirto, a Matana Timirto? One says we tell the Aiden to do it privately, and one is we don't tell him to do it openly. So the Nafkamina was Stomo. So now we're asking the Shala, what's the locha? Which sheet do we hold like? So Mar says, Ravino Amar Lechashinan, that Stomo is not called a shtar Timirto. That's okay. No, it's a good star. Now, it's only bad if you tell the Eidim Beferish to write it privately. But if you stam say write it stam, it's okay. Rav Ashi Yomanoch Hashinon. Yes, we'll look at the second shita. That's called the star Tamirto and Vle Magvinim Bey. And the Gemara says, Vilko Sadalach Ristaka Hashinon, we're Freitaka. That you can't collect for such a star. Since the owner did not tell the Eidim to write it openly, he just had it written, stam. Stam is also a chash, maybe it's called a matana temirto, and therefore you have no right to collect such a matana. Now the Mishnah says, Kol chazoko sheini mo taino eina chazoko. Any chazoko that doesn't have a good complaint, he doesn't tell us what he's doing in the field, that's not called a chazoko. Like we had it before, and the Mishnah explains it. Ketzad, what do I mean to say? Omaloi, Reuven owns this field for the last 20 years. And now, the last 3 years, Shimon is in the field, eating up all the crop. So at the end of 3 years, Reuven goes over to Shimon and asks him, Ma ata oise b'toich shali? What are you, Shimon, doing on my property? I own this field. What are you doing here? And he was there 3 years. So he has a chazakah. And there was no error. The owner, Reuven, never made a machor. So now, it depends. So really, he's there 3 years. But our Mishnah is saying in Chiddush, just the fact you're there 3 years alone does not give it to you. You have to have a taina with it. You have to say what you're doing there. If you do not say what you're doing there, then you don't receive it. Ruaima, here Shimon answers back and says like this. Ruaima loy. Shiloy omali odam dovam yelum. You know what I'm doing here? Because nobody ever told me to leave. That's all. I'm here the last 3 years. You know why? I came here one day. It was good fruit. Nobody told me to get out. So I stayed here 1, 2, 3. It was good. You stayed here 3 years. That's what I'm doing here. So in such a case, that's not called a good chazaka. Even though the guy's eating here for 3 years, and the owner did not make a machor, still it's not called a chazaka. Because he's telling us clearly what he's doing here is, he walked in without permission. So if he himself says he didn't buy it, goodbye, you have no right to stay here. Ain't a chazaka. What's going to be though? Shomachartali. Shimon says, you know what I'm doing here? What do you mean what I'm doing here? You sold it to me. You gave it to me for a present. Your father sold it to me. Your father gave it to me for a present. B'matono. Is harezu chazoko. Pshita, that's called the good chazoko. He's telling us clearly what he's doing here. He says, Shimon says it belongs to him. And he's here ready for 3 years. That's called a good chazoko. Now, we have bo mishum Yerusha and it's tzarach taina. If you take over from your father, you don't have to say anything. In other words, when your father was alive, you just say, listen, when my father was alive, he was using this field. And then when he died, I took over. And I'm there now 3 years. That's called a good chazoko. Because most probably when your father was there, he had a reason why he was there. Most probably your father taka bought it. And you're taking over your father's Yerusha. That's called a good taina. Even though you're not telling us that you bought it, you're only saying, listen, as far as I know, the last day my father was alive, he was in this field. So I have a right to say this field belonged to my father. And I'm there 3 years now, that's my chazaka. If you say it's yours, you should have made a machor. Here it's called a good chazaka.
So see the Rashbam.
Rashbam says, by chazaka, sheini motainin chazaka. So Rashbam says, vein becheskas gimel shon de kakois, where they were talking about our parak here, that on karko ubatim vilonis, that you have to live there for 3 years as a chazaka, or else vein becheskas yemechod, we had in the first parak, there's a case of a chazaka even after 1 day. You're going hanach the armin eliel, achzik lahurdi, where somebody puts his beams on top of your wall. So if the owner sees him laying the beams on top of your wall, and you don't say anything, after 1 time it's called a good chazaka. So in all these cases, Mar Yukoma the Tzorach Litoin, Mieza Koyach Hechzikbo, that the person that's using the field or using the wall, when we ask him, he has to tell us what right he has to use it. Bilkach, Kivon the Torin Taina Samalya, Shebedin Yoro the Karkazu, if he has a good reason, he says he bought it or he got it for a present. Umitekach Hechzikbo Kishir Chazok Kishon Chachomim, Vizesh Shosak, and the owner kept quiet the whole time. That's called a good chazaka. The owner was not able to say the guy came without my permission. He has to have a good reason why he came.
Yeah.
So these things are not called, if he has a good taina, yes, without a taina, no.
What?
Fighter. Rashbam says. The Gemara Porach Pshita. Of course. Yeah. If you say that nobody told you to get out, that's nothing. Mishum Yerusha, Shoyme Achal Tishnei Chazaka. That is, Reuben says, listen, I ate here 3 years already. Why? Because Yerusha's Ovi, because of my father. Shoyme Muchzak Bobi Yemaisai. Like I remember when my father died that day, he was in this field. So you know what I'm doing here? That I'm taking over my father's Yerusha. So then the son of Taino, Loy Meich Boli the Yoviv. Now this son does not have to answer to us how the father got it. Do you know the book of the Kakoi Sov? You don't have to know that. Heich Boli Yodoi. The son has to have proof that his father was in the field for at least 1 day. So now, you have proof your father was there. So you have a right to say, you know what I'm doing here? I took over my father. When my father died, I took over the Yerusha. That's called a good taina. But without a taina, then you go out, can't keep it. It's more like this. Pshito. The kasher is, if we ask him, what are you doing? And he says, listen, nobody told me anything, so pshita doesn't belong to you. Like, you yourself are telling us you stole it. You're telling us you didn't buy it. So pshita, you have to go out. So Gemara says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, hi gavra mizva zavnale. It could be this person really bought the field. Really this Shimon bought the field off Reuven. If so, how come he didn't say it? Why did he just say nobody told me to go out? Because Zadon Lehi Shtar, hi Arya, that really he bought the field. The Shtar heavily, and really he had a star. When the Shimon in the field now bought the field, he had a star. But the Yerchus, he lost the star later on. That's what happened here. Shimon lost the star. So he's afraid now. He doesn't know what to answer. So when they came to ask Shimon, what are you doing here? So he didn't know what to answer. He's afraid. He lost the star. So we'll answer maybe like this. You know why Shimon just said, innocently, nobody told me to get out? I'll tell you like this. Sovar, because he thought to himself like this. If I'll open up my mouth and say the truth, that I really bought this field off Reuven, if so, I'm afraid, I'm really, then Bezna will tell to me, Ach, Mushtorcho, listen. If you really bought the field, show us your star. When a person buys the field, he has a deed. Show us the deed. And he's afraid he lost the deed. He doesn't know what to do. Therefore, maybe he's afraid to say that really he bought the field. Hilgar, therefore, because he's so nervous, Lemelei, Anan, therefore, you know what the answer is? This time, he tells the Mishnah, nobody told me to go out. Because he's afraid to answer about the shtar. But maybe, really, really, he bought the shtar. If so, maybe Anan, Hilkas, therefore, would have thought to say, Lemelei Anan, maybe we, Bezdin, should talk up for him. And we should say, maybe, that Dilma shtar, Heri Levi Yerchus, maybe really he had a shtar and he lost it. So maybe Bezdin should talk up for him. And going there, there are cases like this, that the Pasuk Mishlei says that certain times we say, Psach picholilem. We have to open up the mouth for a deaf and dumb person. A person that can't talk, we sometimes talk for him. But certain times, Bezdin, tainis for Yisaimim, for Ketanim, certain times Bezdin tainis. So maybe here also, even though the Shimon is telling us, you know what I'm doing here, it's time because nobody told me to leave, but we should say, really, really, he bought the field. But he's afraid to say that because he lost the shtar. That's why he's saying these things. So maybe we should really let him keep the field. Or Kamashma, that's the tradition of the Mishnah, know that if the person himself does not say a good taino, we do not speak of him. Because there's no excuse, that's a bad excuse. You're saying foolish. You should have said better. If you really bought the field, you yourself are supposed to tell us, yes, I bought the field. Since you yourself do not speak up, therefore we have a right to say you did not buy the field. Therefore the Mishnah says, now, Rav Anon Shokol Bitka Ba'arya. Rav Anon and his fields, a flood came to his fields. There was a big flood there. The river overflowed and it flooded up his fields. Rashbam says, Shotaf Mayim Nichnas B'Tadeyu V'Nota Samechitza V'Noidim Kaiman. What happened with the flood, it took away the boundary. Like this, he had Mechitza, he had a gate there, a fence at the end of his property. Dividing up between my field and your field was a fence. But now that this big flood came, it picked up the mechitza. And we do not know exactly where the boundaries are. So what happened was, Ozal, Rashi Onan himself went, Hoda Guda Bar the Chavri. He went and put back the mechitza, the fence, but he hopped the rein and took more property for himself. He put up the mechitza in the middle of his friend's property. Like he took more field than he deserved. Also, the came with Rav Nachman. He came in front of Rav Nachman now. What to do? Omalei Zilhodar. Rav Nachman said, listen to Rav Onan, go give back the field. You had no right when you put back the fence to put it back so far. You went into your friend's property. Fred Gemara, why? Vachsikli. But listen, I'm there already 3 years. He didn't say a word to me. Have a chazaka. So Rashi says, Vachsikli, Rashi learns. Shebenisi koisla piv. What do you mean? I built this wall because he told me to. Who betzavosa? Because I don't want to come on. The Yom of Esai Gudabadoi, he even came and helped me build up this field. If so, command the Yom Ali Chazoku Kenidomi. It's almost like he told me right now to come and I have it. The Chivan Shalpivu Sisi, Gam Exact, the Yom Yom, I'm here 1 or 2 days, that's enough. Shoy Kursa Shalib, the Kaka Shaloi. Yeah. Vu Yodei of Lemicha, Leshosak Rey Chazakti Chazoka, Sheshimotaina. Yeah, therefore belongs to me. That's what the person said back, listen. That even though I went into his property, but the owner there told me to do it. And since after I did it, he even helped me, and he kept quiet, it's a rai is mechla to me. So now Lamaisa, this extra field should really belong to me. So Amalei Rav Nachman said back, come on, who do you want to hold like Rav Onan? Rav Yehuda, Rav Yishmael, the Amri that they both say, kol v'fonav. Anytime the original owner of the field helps the person that's in the field now do something, if the person makes a chazok in front of the owner, and the owner helps him to do something over here, the owner helped Rav Onan to build the fence, li'al to Rav Chazaka, that right away that's called the Chazaka. The owner would only do it if he really sold you the field. If the owner did not sell you the field, he wouldn't do this. So that's the pshat of the Rav Onan, he'll look like that. That since Rav Onan says, the owner helped me along in building up this wall, I have a Chazaka right away. So Rav Nachman said back, you should know, les hil Chazaka v'sayu. You should know that Locher is not like them, we do not pass them like them. Therefore, you have no right to keep this field. You have to give back the extra field. All right, turn over. Omalei. So Rav Onan said, listen, v'ochel, But listen, he was moichel to me. He let me have it. The also v'sfaya beguda badoi. Like, not only did he see me build the field, but he even came and helped me. So since he himself came and helped me build the field, the chur that shows that he's moichel, that his mamish letting me keep it. Or malay, so Rav Nachman said back to him, nothing doing. Mechila betoisi. That he helped you was a tois. Because he did not know that you're taking more property, you're taking away from his property. He thought you're putting back the mechita the way it was before. There was a gate between the two properties, and he trusted you that you put it back the same way it was before. Now that you went more into his property, he didn't even realize it. That's called the mechila betoisi. And at gufoch, you yourself, Ravon, listen, you yourself, whoever you're that, lo yavarato. Listen, if you yourself would have known about this, you yourself for sure wouldn't have done it. In other words, Rav Onan is not a gazlin, like you're an Eloch Yid. So you for sure, if you would have realized that when you put back this fence, you're going too much in your friend's property, you would have never done it. Like, you did not mean now to steal. You only meant really to put back the fence the way it was before. So, just like you, Rav Onan, yourself, you did not realize that you're putting back this fence in your friend's field, I'll tell you, Hunami Lehevi Yoda. Your friend also did not realize that by building up this fence now, he's giving you some of his property. He did not realize it. Therefore, even though he came and helped you build up the field, that's not called a mechila. That's called a mechila betois, and therefore you have no right to keep this field. Havada, we have to put back the boundary the way it was before. That's called a mechila betois. That means nothing. Now another case, Rav Kana Shokol Bitko Barya. Again, Rav Kana had property that a flood came into his property, and the same thing, it knocked down the fence, the boundary between him and his neighbor. Also, so later Rav Kana went Ozel Hoda Guda Barya to Loidi Day. He went and built up again. He built back.